Hello, innovators. I'm Todd Wyan, and welcome to the Bridging the Gap podcast presented by Applied Software Great Tech Group. You're invited to join our conversation to model the future of construction innovation and the digital transformation adventure of this great industry. We recorded this conversation live from the Advancing Prefabrication Show in Denver, Colorado. In this conversation, I sat down with Chris Fisher of Ready Electric Company to discuss the latest in prefab trends and much more. I hope you enjoy this final edition of our Advancing Prefab series. So we are recording live at Advancing Prefab and sitting here with Chris Fisher. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to stop by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I'd love to start with your journey into prefab. What's that look like and what has brought you to Advancing Prefab?
Well, I work for Ready Electric in Louisville, Kentucky. Came up through the apprenticeship and turned out with Ready Electric. Been with Ready for 23 years.
Awesome.
Journeyman wireman for them, foreman. And then I was foreman for about 13, 14 years for them. And then they called me one day in 2016, said they wanted to start a fab shop. And they already had a prefab manager. Mm-hmm. So they called me and asked me to be the foreman in the fab shop.
Nice. Well, what has the changes been like over the last several years?
It's been rough. It has. Everybody tells you the same thing. It's a hard journey. It's a hard fight. Mm-hmm. But what I've seen is we always use a lot of apprentices and early on guys in a fab mm-hmm. shop. And we've been doing it long enough that those guys have started to go out in the field and be journeymen and stuff. Mm-hmm. So now we're starting to see a little bit of an increase from them guys that has worked for me in the fab shop saying, mm-hmm. hey, there's no reason we should do this out here. Let's call them, have them, let them worry about it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, what were some unexpected challenges?
Oh, wow. Probably the biggest thing was I did not anticipate how much resistance there was going to be at the beginning. I've had a lot of people that I've worked with over the years, a lot of the older generation guys, most of them are retired now. Mm-hmm. Loved them guys to death, but the way they treated me was just a shock.
So how'd you overcome that mindset?
I just fired right back at them, you know, and kept going and kept going and kept trying and kept trying. Somebody put a slide up the other day. I really liked it. It was just two arrows in a circle and said, try and fail, try and fail, try and fail. And then eventually there was another arrow that went try and succeed. And mm-hmm. that's what it is.
Yeah. Do you see that kind of attitude shifting and evolving in construction?
It's getting better. It's getting better. In our area, the prefabrication and the modular scene is not as prevalent as it is. We have done some jobs that's got a little bit of modular with bathroom pods. Mm-hmm. Mechanical guys have been prefabbing for years. But as an electrical contractor, we're a little bit late to the game. And in the Midwest, seems like we're a little bit further behind than the folks on the East Coast and the West Coast. They've been doing it a lot longer than us. Mm-hmm. But trends are coming around.
Yeah. What do you think is a catalyst for bringing the electrical guys into the prefab movement?
Man, I don't know. Really a need for, employees, that lack of skilled labor that we're already seeing. The apprenticeship program at home, they're going to turn their apprentices out. They shorten their program by a year so they can have journeymen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So we're at Advancing Prefab. What trends are you noticing in prefab right now?
I think there's a lot more that's starting to be geared towards the electrical industry. Mm-hmm. For years, prefab was just geared around the mechanical guys.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing more and more parts, pieces, and the material that's geared towards us.
Yeah. Do you think it's the tech and the industry coming around to the electrical guys or the electrical guys coming around to prefab?
So it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. All the tech was always geared towards mechanical guys, but I've actually talked to a few guys in here that they are solely just concentrating on the electrical contractors. Mm-hmm. But the electrical industry is starting to, incorporate that technology and the BIM work and all that stuff. We've actually mm-hmm. got our own in-house BIM department.
Nice.
So
are there certain trends in the technology that you're keeping tabs of?
I've never been that great with technology. I tell everybody, when I first came into the fab shop in 2016, I didn't know how to turn a computer on. So I've learned a lot. I've come a long way. What I'm looking for right now is I'm trying to find a software that's helping me to track all the steps all the way through the fab shop to installation. Mm-hmm. I actually spoke on it yesterday, and I just had to stop, and I told everybody that I was talking to in the presentation, I don't have this answer. That's why I'm here. And I just started asking questions and started asking questions to people in the audience. You know, what are you guys using? What are you guys using? I was up there presenting, and I was taking notes.
Yeah. What was some of the standout takeaways from that?
That everybody's looking for that answer. Honestly, everybody uses a certain software. Everybody uses a different software, but it's hard to find that perfect software that has everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's a journey.
Yeah. How have you gone about kind of educating yourself on the different software products that are out there? Because there's so many and more coming out all the time.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, the salesmen are great that you deal with. They well, of course, they want to sell the product. You know, everything's great. But believe it or not, I'll look at reviews and do a lot of reading on it. YouTube.
Mm.
You know, you see a lot of samples on YouTube. And I actually found one that a electrical contractor, I believe they were in Ohio, was doing what was it? Might have been a podcast, but it was from Manufacton.
Okay.
And they were talking about their processes and how good Manufacton was to them and how it helped them. So it's just YouTube and a lot of reading.
Yeah. What's your view on the technology side coming in, and the potential of it over the next few years?
It's crazy how much potential it has. There's just a ton of stuff you can do, a ton of stuff you got to learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to plan for that time that you're going to need to learn it.
Mm-hmm. So how do you map that time in when construction?
I don't know yet.
Time is not a
plentiful
resource.
I don't know. And now I got to figure out how to explain to my bosses, look, we're going to have some non-productive time because we're learning this, and that they don't like hearing it, but we're just going to all have to suffer that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is your kind of ideal state of prefab? If you could, you know, wave your magic wand and have anything you want with prefab, what would that look like?
First of all, 100% buy-in from the field. Everybody in the field just wanting it and wanting to use it and giving me all the information I need and helping me as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. The industry is struggling with a communication problem and a lack of interoperability. This is causing 25% of data being recreated and almost $300 billion loss due to bad communication. Great Tech Group believes that is a problem. So they created Data Connect, an easy-to-use, no-code platform that connects critical ERP systems with cost management to form a single source of truth to empower better communication, decision-making, and project efficiency, delivering the ultimate business outcome of being on time and on budget. Visit ASTI.com/DataConnect to start saving time and money. So what's the big hold up in getting that buy-in?
It's culture.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody still, there's 10 ways to put an electrical job in. 10 guys are going to do it 10 different ways, and every guy thinks theirs is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I start to standardize things and tell everybody, this is the way we're going to do it, this is the way we need to do it, and it's going to make it simpler, because we do have standards set now. It's hard. It's a hard pill for those guys to swallow.
Yeah. How do those conversations go? How do you win them over in the end?
It takes trial and error and success. You've got to take a risk. We've had a few projects that we've taken a risk on, some stuff that we've built, and it actually worked out really good. And some of the foremen that I have dealt with in the past that was maybe a little hard to deal with, they actually came back and said, man, that was great. I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's just proving yourself, taking the time. Sometimes you fail, but every now and then when you get those really good successes, it shows.
Yeah. Do you have a method of sharing those stories out. I think one of the weaknesses in construction is that we don't share success stories or failure stories even.
Well, you know, I always say you don't hear about everything you did right.
Right.
But you hear about the one thing that wasn't right.
Sure.
So that's just the nature of the beast. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of
part of
the industry.
Yeah, you just got to kind of wing it.
Yeah. Any other kind of main takeaways so far from Advancing Prefab?
Software has been a big thing this year. I've talked to a lot of folks that they're all kind of looking for the same thing I am. Got a lot of good information. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really had this one halo moment, though, where this thing is just, oh, I've got to do that. I've been coming for this is my fourth time I've come here. And I hear a lot of the same stuff year after year after year. And I've finally absorbed a lot of the information. You know, you come the mm-hmm. first time and there's so much information, your head's spinning.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's anything new. What I have noticed here this year, it seems like there's a lot more geared towards manufacturing and modularization.
Mm-hmm. How do you see the convergence between manufacturing and construction taking place over the long term?
I don't know. In our area, I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, we've been on jobs where we've used bathroom pods before, mm-hmm. but I think it's going to be a really slow process mm-hmm. if it even goes all the way. I think it's in our area, it'll probably still be a trade level prefabrication effort for a long time.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that has come up a lot in conversations during this week is, how do you take the manufacturing principles and the concepts where it's in a controlled environment and bring it into a much more complex environment for construction?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the challenges and struggles there or how to make that a reality?
Well, it'll start in the fab shop. You know, you take those manufacturing principles and start applying them to your fab shop first. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a few general contractors from the area actually come through and tour my fab shop. And we work with those guys. We've actually had customers and owners come through into our fab shop too. We've got a lot of work that way because they see how we are doing our work. Mm-hmm. So I think just showing people, showing the general contractors, showing potential customers, the owners, the process that you have put in place, and they might, and the general contractors will actually even eventually start trying to adopt that to the entire job site.
Yeah, interesting. What do you think the main topic of conversation will be at Advancing Prefab in 2030?
Wow. Look where AI has brought us. I think AI is going to have a big part in the coming years. Yeah. That might have answered one of your earlier questions you asked me.
Yeah. So, well, let's dive into AI. Where, you know, there's opportunity there with
sure.
AI.
Yeah.
There's a potential threat maybe with AI sure. as well
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Just, you know, call it a spade a spade. Where do you come down on this? How do you view AI, and then how are you thinking about leveraging AI?
Well, when I first started hearing about AI, I just thought this is the worst thing there is. Mm. But then whenever I started preparing for my presentations here, and I never had used PowerPoint much.
Yeah.
So I was just doing a little research on it, and I found that you can actually use AI to do your outlines for you and all that stuff. If you have, you know, the content that you want to put in there,
yeah.
It'll actually even fully populate and pull information off the internet and everything. I didn't go that far. I'm not that good in it yet, but I just have started seeing the benefits. I have seen where they're using AI to help with estimating, help takeoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, where it's taking an estimator, you know, hours to sit there and do his counts. AI can scan a drawing and do it in seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild when you first start dipping your toes.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
AI. It's over. You start it can be overwhelming. The possibilities.
You're yeah.
Like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, but it's also scary too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So how do you balance the threat versus opportunity when it comes to technology and AI specifically?
I don't have that answer. I really don't. I guess you just kind of got to outweigh the bad with the good.
So, yeah.
You know, just prove that it is an asset.
Yeah. If my magic wand question again, if you could wave a wand with tech, how would technology interact with actually building in construction?
You and the magic wand questions. Let's see. Well, we're already seeing some robots and stuff that are, you know, drilling overhead and stuff. I mean, that's a big safety help there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think the further and further it goes, just helping with the coordination and the collaboration effort and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think technology is, you know, it's already grown big time there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably where it's going to help out the most.
Yeah. So shifting a bit, you brought it up right at the beginning around the skilled labor shortage and the need for more people.
Right.
How are you going about, you know, bringing more people into the electrical industry and trying to, you know, maybe think creatively on the labor shortage?
Well, I've talked to some of the counselors in the high schools. We're actually going into some of the trade schools mm-hmm. while kids are still in high school and just letting them know. I really like to do some presentations at high schools mm-hmm. and show them, you know, construction just isn't always about getting out there on this construction site, getting dirty. You know, there's all aspects of construction and we need help everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think just getting out there before these kids are graduated even and just start talking to them about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my soapboxes, the misconception of the opportunity that's in construction.
Yeah.
People outside of construction have no idea the scope of construction
right.
or the, you know, the advancements in technology that is yeah. here in this industry. This yeah. is a really cool industry with a lot of potential and a lot of career path opportunities.
Yeah, you can go in the school and find your techie kids that love computers yeah. and start showing them the 3D modeling. Those yeah. guys, those folks are really good at it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see any kind of light bulb moments when you're talking to kids of, oh, I didn't know construction was that or anything?
You see
that?
Them light up. You see their eyes will open up or they'll just change the way they're looking at you. And then they start showing interest whenever you, are talking to somebody and then you show them this 3D model and you can actually fly down into it
yeah.
and it looks like you're standing in there. And then if you show them the halo lenses that you can actually stand in a room and look around and see what's going to be there.
Right. That's pretty.
That sparks their interest. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of looking out over the, let's say next 10 years, what's going to be changing about construction?
Well, they're not going to give us more time to do the jobs. Seems like every year it's a little bit shorter and a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to learn how to do more with less. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How are you adapting to that reality?
We're trying to prefab everything we can.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So a couple of kind of rapid fire questions as we start to land the plane here. What is the phrase modeling the future? What does that look like to you?
Modeling the future. Probably modeling more towards prefabrication and actually utilizing as much of the information you can get out of that model as possible.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What does innovation mean to you?
Change.
I like it. How do people find out more information and connect with you?
Our website is readyelect.com. I have a account on LinkedIn, Chris Fisher. They can catch me there.
Awesome. Well, final question for you. If I could give you all construction power, this is a variation of my wand, but it's my closing. If I could give you all construction power, you could snap your fingers and innovate one thing in the industry. What would you pick?
Innovate one thing in the industry. I can't lock it down to one thing, but it would have to do something with safety.
Okay.
Because one of the big things I always tell everybody, I want everybody to leave my job site the way they came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one to solve and fix. It's a
yeah.
huge issue for sure.
Right.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for taking the time and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And now it's time for my Todd takes from this episode. First take, the transition to prefab construction is difficult with significant resistance initially experienced. Persistence and demonstrating success through trial and error have been key in overcoming skepticism and fostering acceptance. Second take, there is a noticeable shift toward integrating technology, especially for electrical contractors in prefab construction. As the industry evolves, there's an increased emphasis on finding comprehensive software solutions that streamline the entire fabrication to installation process. And finally, the future of prefab in construction is gradually aligning with manufacturing principles, emphasizing the need for efficiency and standardization processes. Although adoption varies regionally, there is a growing acknowledgement of the benefits prefab offers, particularly in addressing labor shortages and improving project timelines. And lastly, since this is the final episode of the Advancing Prefab series, I wanted to give just some thoughts as we close out this series of things that I learned from Advancing Prefab. So here we go. First point, the foundation of a successful prefabrication project lies in early engagement of all stakeholders, ensuring that everyone involved is aligned from the start. In wrapping up the Advancing Prefabrication series, let's reflect on the pivotal themes we've explored in the realm of construction and prefabrication. The journey to project success begins with early collaboration, engaging all stakeholders from the outset to integrate ideas efficiently. This foundational strategy ensures that everyone is on the same page, paving the way for seamless project execution. We've delved into how the construction landscape is evolving, with a blend of traditional methods and prefabrication emerging as a balanced approach tailored to each project's unique requirements. The industry adaptation to new technologies, such as robotics and artificial intelligence, marks a significant shift towards enhancing efficiency and fostering innovation. This evolution is not just about adopting new tools, but also about nurturing a mindset of continuous learning and improvement. The integration of gaming technology into construction has been highlighted as a game changer, making the sector more appealing to the digital native generation. This innovative approach not only modernizes the industry, but also introduces a dynamic and interactive element to construction practices. We've also discussed the importance of building a community of innovators within the construction sector. Such a community facilitates the exchange of ideas and collaborative efforts, accelerating the development of new solutions and technologies. It's through these collective endeavors that the industry can achieve significant advancements and tackle the challenges that lie ahead. Moreover, the strategic adoption of technology and intelligent risk-taking emerged as crucial factors for driving progress and innovation in construction. The narrative of success stories play a pivotal role in this context, showcasing the practicality and scalability of new technologies and inspiring a culture of continuous innovation. In conclusion, the construction industry stands at the cusp of a transformative era where incremental improvements and strategic alliances with technology providers are key to navigating the future. Embracing artificial intelligence as a co-pilot in this journey and adopting a philosophy of getting 1% better every day can lead to remarkable achievements and a more efficient, sustainable, and innovative future for construction. Thanks so much for tuning in to this Advancing Prefab series. The insights we've shared underscore the dynamic and evolving nature of the construction industry, highlighting the potential for growth and innovation through collaboration, technology, and a forward-thinking mindset. Hope you join us as we continue to explore the fascinating world of construction and prefabrication, where every project and innovation paves the way for a more efficient and exciting future. Bridging the Gap is hosted, directed, and produced by Todd Wyant, edited and produced by Eric Daniel. Bridging the Gap is an Applied Software Great Tech Group production. Copyright Applied Software Great Tech Group 2024.